This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-1 from Foley. Cruz, a hard ground ball, but right to the shortstop, Baez. And the Tigers are going to earn a split. They score four off Bednar in the ninth. 5-3 Detroit, the final.
Yep, Pirates lost. 5-3, Pirates split with the Detroit Tigers. Homestand's over. Pirates play the Phillies next. This weekend, not today, but they start that series tomorrow on the road. This first homestand has come to an end in a way that I don't think anybody really wanted. We'll talk about it. But good morning. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. It's a pleasure to be talking to you this morning. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe, you can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsored. Now, a few things we're going to touch on, and I'm going to need your help this morning. So if you were at the game, I think it was early enough that, you know, if you had to work this morning, you're not dragging. You're probably up right now. And if you were there, give me a call. 412-928-9370. I need some help this morning from you. Now, if you watch the game at any point in time, especially the later part of the game, like the last three innings, give me a call as well. 412-928-9370. If you prefer not to call, you're welcome to talk to me on X as well, at @Kallas_33. That's @Kallas_33. Stay by your phones. Not when you're driving, but if you're not driving, stay by your phone. If you want to answer this question for me as well, in written form, you don't feel like using your voice this morning, do that too. That's fine with me. Again, @Kallas_33 on Twitter. On X. I need help, though, from those of you out there who are at the Pirate game. So if you were there, call me, mention me in a post. I need your help understanding some stuff. So let's just review first real quick what we had in yesterday's game, which was still ultimately impressive. Martin Perez in his outing. Very well done. He is not Rich Hill. Adam Crowley tried to make that argument with me last week, and I wasn't biting. He's not Rich Hill. He's a little older, but this guy's been around the block. He's had his good years, and right now, for the Pirates, he's been a good piece. He's been a good pitcher. There are several aspects of this Pirates team that are impressive. The offense has been next to elite, if not elite. This offense has been consistently performing so far this entire season early on, and you could argue that the offense is carrying this team as well, the Battle and Bucks offense. So the Pirates are up 3-1. The offense did its job, and now David Bednar is going to come into close. David Bednar doesn't get it done, hits a guy, walks some guys, gives up four runs in the ninth inning, and gets credited with, not really credited with, it's not a positive thing, but he blew the save. He got hit with a blown save. So what I need to understand from you out there at 412-928-9370 and on my X account at callus_33, callus_33. What I need to understand is why David Bednar deserved to be booed. I will discuss what I think of the decision after I hear from some people who are at the game. What were you doing in that moment? What were you thinking in that moment? Even if you booed, like, admit it. Tell me, you know, what's going through your head, because I want to understand what in the world the people that were there were thinking. So again, if you're up right now, 412-928-9370, if you're at the game and you're up now, I just want to understand. If you want to call and voice your opinion on that as well, you're welcome to, 412-928-9370, about what you thought about that. That's probably, and it's a shame that we're doing this already this season, that's the biggest story coming out of yesterday's game. Pirates had a 2-run lead. David Bednar couldn't close it down. What are we going to do with him? Oh, my goodness. Panic ensues, and everybody's booing. Like, what were you thinking about? 412-928-9370. And again, on X, at @callus_33. That's callus_33. That's what I need help with this morning. Help me to understand what the booing was about. So, there are some points to emphasize as well about this situation. You know, did Derek Shelton make the right move after seeing the hit by pitch and the walk? Is, you know, was there a decision that Derek Shelton could have made sooner? Fine, I'll hear that point. I think it's good when a manager tries to trust his pitchers, and David Bednar, I think, has earned that. I think it's a little unfair to blame Shelton for that situation as well, especially since Shelton, I believe, said after the game that Bednar has been healthy. There's some criticism to be had, not in the form that it was done with yesterday. Booing? All right, let's hear from some... caller's on the line now. I got one of 412-928-9370. Get yourself a line as well. We'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Greg. How are you doing this morning?
Good. What do you want to talk about?
I thought that was very unnecessary for the fans to boo him. We're on the upswing of things, and here the season just started, and you booing the man. That can happen. He's a good pitcher, man. I was shocked at that, man. You're supposed to stand behind your team. You see how one of his players stood up for him when he came into the locker room. That was outstanding, man, of the player doing that. The fans that did that, that was disgusting, man. That was a hate move, not a congratulation move.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for the call. Yeah, I got nothing to say there. I think there's more to dissect about all of this. But, yeah, no, I share that sentiment. I understand. Disgusting, sure. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me that a guy from this city, from around the greater Pittsburgh area, is now pitching for the team and has a reputation the way that he does, both as a pitcher in Major League Baseball and just a seemingly a great guy and a great guy for this community, this greater Pittsburgh community, and... he's having a rough start to the season because he's dealing with injury and we're booing. Now, again, I want to hear the perspective of some people that were there. And even if you did boo, like, I'm not gonna try to just beat you down endlessly. Like, just give me the explanation. Like, who were you booing? What were you booing? If you were booing Bednar, why you felt it necessary? Like, I mean, and there are people that you can boo too in this city. Like, all the people that booed Matt Canada at the Steeler games. Like, I get it. The offense was not performing well, though. David Bednar, I don't think, has earned such a poor reputation, though. I mean, he's a guy that the Pirates have had faith in and has earned his way to being considered a lockdown elite closer and an all-star, for goodness sake. So, I don't get it. And again, if this is a misunderstanding, like, you know, somebody call in and tell me, 412-928-9370. Because I want to hear your, I want to hear the perspective. Like, I want to have a conversation, like, understanding. Because right now, to me, this is a completely lopsided case where you've got enough fans just resonating in boos at the ballpark for David Bednar, who struggled and then gave up the lead. Like, I want to understand better, and I can't have this conversation as well one-sided. And I don't know. I mean, maybe there is no good explanation. And at the Pirate game on Friday, too, when I was there with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson for the home opener, like, I get the fans sometimes, too. They have just the gut reaction to, you know, feel and then just express that. And I mean, I'm like the poster child for that, because like even the simplest things, I'm like, yeah! And you know, when the umpires are making mistakes or the other team was doing well, boo! Like, I do, you know, I have those very sudden expressive moments as well. But I can't even imagine myself, like, if David Bednar walks some guys. I mean, admittedly, too, if I'm hearing it from other people, I might join in just blindly. So maybe that was your situation as well. But the fact that it got so bad after he gave up the lead and after he left the game, like the fact that it was that bad that people are, you know, wanted to be that expressive and it was such a collective, like, no, like nobody thought in their heads, like, ah, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe David Bednar does not deserve this. It's shocking. It is surprising. Part of me likes Derek Shelton's decision in all this to trust his closer. I would say that if Shelton or anybody else on the coaching staff knew that he wasn't 100% from season start, that maybe something would have been done differently in handling his return or his ability to take reps or practice. I think we would have been sad, though, as fans, to put the shoe on the other foot there for a second. That if he's not making the opening day roster, we have automatic pessimism automatically. Like, oh, we don't have David Bednar. Hindsight's 20/20. There were several people questioning Aroldis Chapman's effectiveness, you know, when he got signed. So I think that you wanted David Bednar's more depth to start the season. And maybe that's what the Pirates wanted. I think we as fans would have been sad not having him in the bullpen to start the year. So hindsight's 20/20 on that. But you got to trust the organization enough to know whether he's healthy or not. And they know best. Like, I can't speak on that. Like, they deal with him every day. They've got the, you know, the team doctors, team trainers that assess these guys when they have these issues. So, you know, if he was cleared, I know he wasn't available on opening day as well in Miami. Aroldis Chapman now also wasn't available yesterday, which, I mean, I think he's been getting a lot of work in, and they wanted to give him an off day, which is fair. And I'll actually have two off days now to build back up going into Philadelphia, so he's not going to be overworked, overtaxed. So, I mean, I support all of those moves individually. You know, pulling them into the collective did not work out yesterday. I would hope that they're putting a healthy David Bednar out to the best of their knowledge. That they're putting David Bednar out there healthy. He just seems to be struggling. And I'll give a little criticism to Derek Shelton in that case. When Bednar started letting guys on base, you know, issuing free passes, maybe in that case, take him out. Like, I support that criticism, because that's fair. Derek Shelton maybe could have assessed better the situation. On the other side, though, I admire that Derek Shelton trusts the guy who's the elite closer. Now that we're kind of understanding, we've seen David Bednar enough to this point to know, like, hey, maybe we need to not put him in as much and get him whatever way necessary, whether that's an injured list trip and a rehab assignment. Whatever the case may be, like, whatever they've got to do, like, ramp him back up. If they need to take him out of that closer role for a couple weeks and just build up his confidence and build up repetitions some more to get him back to 100% if he's not. I think that that's what you got to do. But again, think about it from this perspective, because this is really what happened. Derek Shelton, understanding that David Bednar is healthy enough to pitch, trusted his elite closer, all-star closer, to get out of a jam he created for himself. And we as fans, and I won't say we because I didn't boo, but the fans that were there decided to boo. So Pittsburgh fans associated with the Pirates at the game decided to boo the manager for trusting his elite closer to get out of a jam he created for himself. It would even make more sense to me, and I'm trying to play both sides of the argument because I don't agree with the booing. I would even understand anybody whose boos were directed at Derek Shelton for not quickly assessing that there was a problem with David Bednar. I think that's a fair criticism. And not even that, you know, there should be so much blame thrown Derek Shelton's way, because again, guy trusts his elite closer, manager trusts his elite closer. That actually makes sense. It's early in the year, and Shelton wants to see where David Bednar is. They're 9-3 still after this loss. The season is not over. The season has barely begun. So even blaming Shelton is a bit of a stretch, but I would understand more if fans were there and they understood, like, ah, you left David Bednar in there and four runs were given up in this ninth inning. Boo, why'd you keep him in? Why didn't you make the decision sooner to go to somebody else? Why isn't Aroldis Chapman available before an off day? Boo. That's more rationale to me. That's more clear rationale to me than the alternative, which is David Bednar got booed for giving up the runs and for blowing the save. Like, it makes so much less sense kind of talking through it myself. And that's why I want to hear from you out there. If you want to, you know, piggyback and say that was disgusting and terrible and should have never been done, that's fine. If you were at the game, I want to prioritize you if you were at the game. So 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. You can call, react, and just tell me, like, what were you guys thinking at the game? If you contributed to the booing, there's no shame here. I'm not going to shame anybody. I just want to understand your side to really, like, shape this argument, because right now it is heavy on one side. Got another caller on the fan hotline. Good morning. What's your name?
It's Anthony here in Oakland.
Anthony, what's your opinion here, sir?
I mean, I'm shocked at this. I mean, what is the sensitivity class going on here? The man who is the so-called closer has blown three saves this year. Fans who are already have fragile psyches are, you know, seeing another collapse, the opportunity to go 10-2, they're happy. And the guy who's supposed to be the closer has blown three this year, and he blows one yesterday. They're upset. Seen them boo better players than Mr. Bednar when they didn't succeed. We have to stop. I mean, what is going on here? What is this? Are we all going to have to go now and sit in a dark room because somebody booed a guy who didn't do their job? Get out of here. Did the manager, put someone else in to get the job completed? That's it.
Anthony, thank you for the call. That perspective's fair, and I'll accept that. I'll argue against it, though, and say, hey, it's David Bednar. The guy hasn't done his job for a few games. This is the first time it cost the Pirates a game, though. That's a bit of the difference for me. But I will align to that argument in that sense. You want to boo a guy because he's not doing his job, that's one thing. If he's consistently not doing his job, which I guess that's the argument here, that he's been struggling to start the season, that's fine. I understand that he's dealing with something, though, injury-wise, so I'm not going to blame him as much. But just the total, like, it just was so, it was a lot. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, it was a lot. Like, there are guys to boo. David Bednar is not the guy. I get it, though, in a general sense, if you're going to boo a guy for not doing his job, maybe that's sports. But, I mean, like, I made this argument last year on this same show. Like, who wants to play here then if that's the case? Now, again, I got the argument back. Well, guys are soft then. You know, guys shouldn't be so soft if they can't take booing. Like, but make it a pleasurable environment. Like, they're 9-3, and Bednar had a setback in spring training. Hopefully he's working through that. And I get the general fan point, like we're fans and that's what fans do, but still, it's David Bednar. Something's wrong that he's got to work through for him physically. That's it. You got to understand that better as fans, I think, before you're just going to go and randomly boo just because we're fans. One more call before break, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, hi, good morning. My name's Jeff. How you doing?
Oh, I'm a little bit on fire now. Go ahead. What's on your mind, though?
Hey, I'm 55, so I've been around for the Pirates, good times and bad times, more bad. But I think that everyone's just so hyped up and, you know, wanting this team to win so bad. It's just been 30 years of sucking, and now it's rearing its head again, the same old Pirates. And I think just, you know, everybody wants to drink the Kool-Aid, including me, but you just see the same old Pirates, and I think everyone's just noticed, like, is this the beginning of the Pirates again, once again, and the collapse starts the first month of the season. I think that's what it is.
Jeff, thank you for the call, but listen, they won 20 games in a month last year in April, and they haven't had a 9-2 start since 1992. Same old Pirates because they lost one game where David Bednar's been dealing. I don't agree with that. No way. I get where you're coming from, but I get that they've struggled, you know, throughout multiple consecutive years before, and Pirate fans are frustrated with that. Totally get it. This ain't that situation. They're 9-3. Take it one day at a time. That's what I've been saying, too. Take it one day at a time. But again, they're 9-3. So this ain't the same old Pirates. They started 9-2 for the first time since 1992. Not the same Pirates. David Bednar has clearly been dealing with something physically, and he's been struggling to start the year. You don't boo him for that, though, because we know why he's struggling, and I think he has the reputation to precede him. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. I got to get to a break. We'll talk more next year on The Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. Bit disgruntled Fan Early Morning Show for me. And we've got some different opinions being thrown around about why David Bednar got booed and whether that was acceptable or not. I don't think so. Some of you, though, do. And there are some fair points to be made. And I actually ranted myself out of time in that first segment. So if you're on the phone line, I can't take your call because I'm running out of time. So I'm going to give you fan weather right now. Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Rain this morning early on, high of 68, low of 56. It's going to be mostly overcast after the rain, which is supposed to stop around 8 o'clock. Then tomorrow, high of 71, low of 57, a 75% chance of rain. One more thing to read here, though. I got a tweet from Jerome who said, not defending because it was not deserved, but it's being a fan. Spur of the moment reaction. Bednar is expected to shut down teams, and when he doesn't, it's going to get a reaction. It's part of the game. I kind of understand that opinion. Now, thinking about it, just because I, again, like I admitted that before. I probably would have joined in too if I would have heard enough of them. But also, I just still think, you know, looking at it from a neutral perspective, David Bednar's earned a reputation better than us to just boo him. That to me is not, that part's the part that's not fair. So Jerome, I get it. I understand. And I appreciate the other side there. I appreciate your disclaimer too, that you're not defending it. I understand the perspective for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.